Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
We evaluate situations in life by making comparisons. That's why the eye doctor asks, is this one better? Or this? We taste flavors, squint at wall colors, comparison shop for products, and constantly ask ourselves, this or that? When we meet the patriarchs, the early generations of the nation of Israel, God provides such a series of comparisons. Authors sometimes highlight a main character by using what is called a foil, a supporting character who has a contrasting personality and values, like setting off a diamond by laying it on black velvet. Well, God does this for us to help us see the crucial characteristics and life choices of these early fathers of Israel. As C.H. Waller points out, Abraham is placed over against Lot, Isaac against Ishmael, and Jacob against Esau. In each case, says Waller, the relationships get closer. Lot is Abraham's nephew, Isaac and Ishmael have the same father but different mothers, and Jacob and Esau are twins. But also, in each case, the antagonism grows. Lot leaves Abraham, Ishmael mocks Isaac, Esau tries to kill Jacob. Genesis 13 is a case in point. The trip to Egypt was disastrous. Abraham's testimony as a God-truster is tarnished. A maid named Hagar, acquired from Egypt, lays the trap for 4,000 years of trouble between Arabs and Jews. The wealth they bring from Egypt leaves Abraham and Lot's servants bickering. Quote, their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together. Genesis 13:6. And Lot, it seems, has fallen in love with Egypt, as we see in our next lesson. James 1:5 promises, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given him. Choices. How we need God's help to make them wisely.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.